You're listening to the Ask Drone You podcast. You ask, we answer your drone questions. Whether you're here to turn your passion into profit or you simply fly for fun, we're a community of learners and teachers who aspire to achieve greatness. We are
Drone You.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to a slower episode of Ask Drone You. My name is Paul.
And I'm Rob. That's too bad, Paul.
Why?
I don't know. It's clear that you're not feeling well. So Paul's being a trooper and hanging out here to get a couple podcasts done, even though he's at the tail end of a pretty crappy sickness.
Yeah, I'm still not feeling well.
Yeah, so we got to get him home.
I think we missed our first episode ever yesterday, right?
No, not ever.
Oh.
But it sounds good to say that.
That's unfortunate.
I mean, we've been doing this for a couple years, so.
Yeah, 700 and some episodes deep, and I finally miss one thanks to being sick.
Yeah.
I think that says something about how often I'm sick.
Yeah, not very often.
But anyway, I wanted to get back here to you guys to talk about a couple different things. Number one being the industry trends. And I think it's really important to kind of take note on what's going on this year, as a lot of things are going on behind the scenes. You know, a lot of manufacturers, a lot of companies are being a lot slower to announce things than they have been in the past, which I think is kind of a trait of wisdom for these companies.
Live and learn.
Yeah, as they get older, they're starting to realize what works and what doesn't. But anyway, we just wanted to, you know, kind of get some shows out to you guys. I know I haven't been around. I've actually been out of the office for like 8 days. I know that sounds crazy, but it is true. So today, we're going to be talking about the 2018 drone industry trends, which are going to be brought to you by our friends at the Droning Community. Thank you, everyone, for being patient with me as I have been sick. We do have a new couple new classes on the way, and we're really excited to get that stuff to you. If you're not a member of the Drone U community, you've got to check it out. Just go to thedroneu.com and click to sign up to become a member. We've actually had a huge increase of memberships over the last couple of months, which is great news as more people enter into the drone market. And the other day, the Mavic Air was released, which we knew about actually for, I want to say like 10 days before it happened. Although I was a little disappointed not to get a review unit. But it actually ends up working out because I am sick as a dog.
As a dog.
So
where does that saying come from? Are dogs always sick?
I don't know.
I don't know either.
I'll look. I was going to look it up, but I only have so much energy.
Don't look it up.
So
it's not worth it.
Trends for this year. What do you think are going to be big trends this year, Rob?
What are going to be big trends? I think things from a more sophisticated standpoint are going to be things like using drones for big data, integrating artificial intelligence to a greater degree, things like that. Things that don't necessarily affect the average user are, I think, where we're going to see some of the coolest and biggest growth in the drone industry. I think as it relates to what, you know, what I'm calling the average user, I don't necessarily need to define that right now, but most of us, I think things will probably be fairly status quo, right? Maybe a new Phantom, that kind of thing.
Supposedly the word on the street is that they've stopped the Phantom 4 production. So I think the Phantom 5 could very well be on the way. Now, that is just speculation. I have no way to verify that whatsoever.
Including the Pro? So all of the Pro Plus, all of it?
Yeah, including all that.
Interesting.
It's interesting that you say AI because Sony actually revealed, and I forgot to mention this in my CES episode, Sony actually revealed their AI drone they're using for mapping, acquisition, interpretation, analysis, and then action. They actually announced it this year at their opener, their media day at CES Unveiled. And what I thought was interesting is that they had hinted at it last year, but they didn't tell anyone about it. We had to do some pretty serious digging to actually to find out about it. But I think that you really did hit a point there, drones with AI. Because one of the biggest issues with agriculture and farmers is not flying the crops. It's not creating the data sets.
Mm-hmm.
The issue is interpreting the data and then bringing that data down into a file like a Caterpillar autonomous vehicle file.
right.
So that these, you know, these tractors can go off and do the work autonomously. And I believe that, you know, Precision Hawk has been working on this for quite some time. But Sony seems to be coming up very quick with a platform that may be a lot cheaper and does a little bit more than what Precision Hawk can do.
Yeah, and I think maybe in areas like insurance inspections, that kind of, there can just be so much more automation to that, and the AI can help deal with that data once they have it, send that to the people that make the ultimate decisions, and just kind of make processes more efficient in all aspects of commercial life.
So I think you hit another point there, that all processes are going to become more efficient this year. We've already seen with the FAA's drone zone and our ability to create our own profiles, populate those fields, create new waivers from our own populated fields, that there's some autonomy going on within the FAA to streamline the process of authorizations. So I think this year we will see a level of efficiency with the FAA that we haven't seen in the past few years.
That'd be great.
Yeah, I think so too.
Everybody would be applauding that.
And you know what else I'm applauding? This is the most I've talked in the last week.
So
I'm not kidding.
But you're taking it easy. That's good.
You know, there is good news to getting sick, Rob.
What is that? I think I know what you're going to say.
I hit my weight loss goal.
For the year?
No, not for the year. Okay. I want to get down to like 180.
All right. Well, you can do that.
But anyway.
What about security? And so not just sort of higher-end commercial security, but do you think that in 2018 we could see it trickle down into even personal security with homes of using drones? Or do you think that's a little bit further out?
Well, I think it may be a little further out. As far as security goes, I think it'll be a little bit longer for society to actually be okay with drones for security.
Yeah.
As we're still seeing a lot of issues with people who think it's okay to shoot a drone down. I know that it's going to take a prosecution on TV to actually, you know, change the ideology that people think that they can shoot down drones.
On TV, what do you mean?
SVU? No, I just mean on the news. I think,
okay.
Like, for example, I was talking to someone at CES, and he's like, so you think Amazon's going to start delivering with drones? I was like, not for 3 more years at least. And he's like, I think it's going to be a lot longer than that. And I said, why is that? He's like, because there's too many people like me who are going to see a package flying over our heads and say, damn, it feels like Christmas, and shoot the drone out of the sky and get a package. And I'm like, well, what if it was a federal crime and like you got arrested by the FBI and like you went to prison? And he's like, I don't see that happening.
Well, see, the thing about that is, so two things. Number one, yeah, whatever. I mean, it's that kind of tough talk. He's not going to do that. Number two, you could easily put a camera on the drone. So if somebody's shooting, I guess they could be shooting from quite a ways. And obviously, then the camera might not be able to pick it up. But I think that's blown out of proportion. That would be the response in a pervasive manner to something like Amazon delivering drones. Tell us if we're wrong. I'm curious if you think that is something that will actually happen.
Well,
so we're gonna just have people out in their front yard shooting down Amazon.
Amazon's strategy will be like, we're gonna set up in California, the Northwest, the Southwest. We're gonna skip the South. And we're going to go straight to the Northeast, skip the Midwest too. Our drones will be a lot safer.
Why is that?
Because of the Bible Belt. You know, everyone has their guns and their Bible.
Yeah.
I'm just saying.
But they're not going to use them to shoot a drone down.
I don't know.
I mean, so you're gonna take that risk. You don't know what's in that box. You're going to take that risk. Oh, cool, a pair of socks. I mean, what is that?
You don't know, man. I don't think you understand the power of human emotion. Well, let's get back on board. Because I don't want to offend anybody, but I think that, in all honesty, I think that Amazon drone delivery won't be here for a while just because of regulatory issues at hand.
I agree with that.
And also,
I agree with that.
Trump hates Amazon.
Really?
Yeah. I'm pretty... Okay. You know what? Let me retract my statement. Trump says things on the left. He says things on the right. I don't really know what Trump believes. I'm not in Trump's head. But based off of his actions against Bezos, I would say Trump does not like Amazon.
Gotcha. Interesting.
He's saying that he wants to renegotiate the contract with USPS and Amazon because we're getting screwed.
Interesting. So. All right. Well, anyways, so...
I don't even understand the point of mail, if you want to know the truth.
Yeah.
I really don't.
You mean besides using FedEx or UPS, or you're saying shipping in general?
No, I'm talking like...
The post office.
Post office.
Gotcha.
Yeah, I really don't understand the point. Anyway, so I think the couple other things that we'll see, we talked about efficiency. I think we're going to see a lot more flight over people waivers and miscellaneous waivers given to more of the little guys. So I think we're going to see more beyond visual line of sight and more things given out to people. But in addition, my other prediction for 2018 is that I think more businesses are going to start their own drone divisions of their companies.
Hmm.
And I think that they'll be reaching out to a lot of drone operators. And I think it'll be a good opportunity for those drone operators to create a consulting program to consult people. I mean, I know it's something that we've been asked to do already this year. And I plan on, you know, trying to do that as soon as I have enough energy to make it past a sentence.
Okay. So step one, say a sentence. Step two, consult.
Is
that right?
Yeah.
Cool.
But I think that, you know, more businesses will be starting their own divisions to use with drones. And it could be on uses that most of us haven't even fathomed before. For example, the best drone at CES was actually a warehouse logistics vehicle that could fly around, move on the ground, and it would just place packages in the appropriate bins, take packages out, put them on the line. Like something that normally a human being would do is now being done by a drone. And here's the thing, that drone is only moving around inside. So there's no FAA regulations whatsoever.
Sure.
So these companies are starting to also realize that, and they're saying, what can we do to autonomize processes to make a more efficient business?
That'll be interesting to see how drones affect things like that, because it sounds, and obviously a lot of smart people work on that kind of stuff, and in some amount of time, they can make anything happen.
Yeah.
That sounds pretty logistically intense.
It is, but...
But yeah, I'm sure it's doable. That'll be interesting.
Attach a Raspberry Pi to any Phantom and you'd be shocked what you can do with that thing.
Yeah, I'm sure. I'm sure that's true. So kind of taking the leap, what about unmanned flying taxis?
So at Intel's opener, that's what they showed. But it didn't go anywhere. But I honestly don't see that happening in the United States for a decade. I could see it happening in Singapore. I could see it happening in some Southern Asian countries. I don't see that happening this year for us.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't disagree with that at all. It's a big jump to be putting humans in these things. I don't care how many blades they have that are completely autonomous. And so we talked a little bit about that on a previous episode. There's battery issues. There's just all kinds of issues with that. And I'm sure it will come at some point. I mean, we're going to be the Jetsons. Does anybody know? Do you know who the Jetsons are?
Yes, I know who the Jetsons are.
Sorry. You're pretty young. Just making sure.
I'll be 30 this year, Rob.
Still pretty young.
Thanks. You're a sweetheart. All right.
Anyways.
One thing I missed, though, on one of the previous topics we talked about was that the FAA would make things more efficient on the surface. But what I didn't say was that this year is the year of the recency exam. And as it comes around again, I think that the FAA is going to make test questions a little bit more difficult. We've already gotten the new test questions, and there's a lot of new ones. I think it's like 45 new questions that they've added to the lot. Now, remember, they can add questions, take away questions. There's like a bank of like 300 questions that get plucked for each test. So 60 questions get plucked for each test. And I bet that a lot of people will fail the new recency tests. So then I think we're going to see more and more people without legitimate certificates. And by the way, my certificate, the writing is already wearing off on it.
Hmm.
So I wonder how often they'll make new ones.
That is interesting. So I'm wondering if the FAA is going to, before that first round of renewals needs to occur, if they're going to make some changes to the process. Or do we already know that definitively there's going to be a retest required?
We already know there's going to be a retest required because of the Part 107 regulations release back in 2016. They said every 2 years. You have to take that recency exam.
But, okay, so we don't know what that recency exam looks like, though.
No.
We don't know that it's essentially a repeat of the first exam.
Now, I would imagine that it is a repeat of the first exam. We do not know for sure. If you're a Part 61 pilot, you know, it's going through that PowerPoint just one more time, and that's pretty easy. You know, you essentially go through the whole thing until you pass it, and boom, you got your 107.
Yeah, exactly. So that there's some disparity there.
There is.
As to the requirements, and so I just wonder, again, that's kind of why I'm asking, and are they going to close that gap?
I wonder if they're trying to do that on purpose, so that way they weed out the bad operators. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, it would be unprecedented in the sense that I don't know that it's unprecedented, but in all the professional certifications, licenses that I'm aware of, high end, I mean, attorneys, CPAs, whatever, you don't have to retake the test. There are things that you do to continue to educate yourself that's required, but you don't have to retake the test. So that would be a bit unusual. Doesn't mean they won't do it, but it would be a bit unusual.
Yeah, I agree. But I think for the most part, that kind of covers, you know, my thoughts on the industry this year. So just a quick recap. I think that the FAA will make things easier on the surface, more flight over people waivers, more waivers given out to miscellaneous things like BVLOS, and more waivers given out to smaller guys. I believe that more businesses will start drone divisions of their own, which means it's going to be really important for you guys who are not flying a lot to be flying a lot if you want to remain relevant. I also think that the recency exam this year is going to kill a lot of businesses because people won't take the time to really study for the test. In addition, I think that we're going to see a lot bigger cameras this year. I foresee DJI. We just saw the X7, right? Camera before that was the X5. So let's do some deductive reasoning here. I would say that the next one is the X9. Mm. And I think that one's going to come out soon. Probably see a Phantom 5 by NAB here in April. And I think you're also going to see more of these companies, these drone manufacturers, taking on the issue of photogrammetry mapping versus surveying. I think it's become quite an issue in some states, whereas in other states, it's not a big deal at all. So I think that's another sticking point. But I think that mostly covers it.
Yeah, it'll be fun. It's always fun.
So
lots happening.
Anyway, guys, sorry for my slow talking, but I've been really dying for the last week. That is no exaggeration.
Yeah, this is the longest you've been in the office in a while.
Yeah, so
welcome back.
Thanks.
Even though I don't think you'll be here tomorrow or this afternoon, the way things are going.
Yeah.
Anyways,
it's
hope you get better soon.
It's hard for me to breathe and everything, so.
Yeah.
Anyway, guys, I hope you have a great day. Thanks for listening in. Please leave us a review. If you want to leave me a love note in the DroneU community, I would appreciate it, but it's not necessary at all. I'll get better, don't worry.
That's right.
And do yourselves a favor. Wash your damn hands.
Wash your hands. Take your vitamin C. Take your elderberry.
Yeah.
Or whatever.
Well, what's funny is I got sick, I think, from CES, and Jason didn't. And I remember specifically one time I didn't wash my hands, and he did. And in my mind, I'm like, oh, I wonder if that was it.
That was it. That was the trigger. I doubt it.
Yeah. All right, guys. That's going to do it for us today. My name is Paul.
And I'm Rob.
And this is Ask DroneU.
We believe that videos, images, words, and sounds have the absolute power to inform, inspire, and entertain. We reject indecision, confusion, and vanity, for they work against the community. We are united under the virtues of safety and knowledge. We are a training community of learners and teachers who encourage and energize each other to achieve greatness. We are pilots, videographers, photographers, freelancers, business owners, enthusiasts, experts, and apprentices. We are creators. We are the DroneU.